It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A lot more calls are coming in to a tip line that allows school-aged kids to alert authorities when another student may be in trouble. The Safe to Tell program received more than 1,300 calls last month, up 41% from April of last year. According to the Attorney General's office, suicide threats and welfare checks are the top tips called in by students. Former employees of Buffalo Exchange in Colorado filed a class action lawsuit against the retail company. Denverite's Maggie Donahue reports.
Last summer, dozens of Buffalo Exchange Colorado employees came forward with allegations against Todd Colletti, its longtime local manager. They say Colletti created a toxic workplace environment by harassing, sexually assaulting, and gaslighting employees over two decades. Clara Pruis, one of three plaintiffs, says that Buffalo Exchange enabled Colletti's behavior.
Employees had a saying, "Nothing good happens in the basement after midnight," referring to being assaulted by Todd. "This is no one's fault except for Todd and the people in power that enabled him."
Buffalo Exchange Corporate denies responsibility for operations at its Colorado branches. Colletti and the company's local owners did not immediately respond to requests for comment. I'm Maggie Donahue, Denverite.
Three fires set by property owners in La Plata County grew out of control over the weekend. The Durango Herald reports the property owners were clearing vegetation to prevent larger wildfires. Firefighters with the Durango Fire Protection District were called after the fires moved onto federal land, approached structures, and damaged irrigation pipes. One fire marshal says strong winds and dry conditions fueled the flames. Parts of La Plata County were under a red flag warning last weekend, and the county is seeing extreme and exceptional drought conditions. The Santa Fe Arts District in Denver is reopening to crowds this summer. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
The art district is about to get busier. Starting in June, visitors can take art walks along Santa Fe Drive on the first Friday of every month. Artists will show their latest works in galleries, studios, in alleys, or on the street itself. The popular event has asked that attendees keep wearing masks and maintain social distancing. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Metro Denver has highs today in the 60s. It's going to be warmer tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.